You're listening to an ESA podcast brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. ESA, promoting the science of ecology.
I'm Terrence Houston, and this is The Ecologist Goes to Washington, a podcast program by the Ecological Society of America, where we interview scientists involved with public policy. Today, I'm interviewing Sarah Anderson with Washington State University. Sarah is one of this year's Graduate Student Policy Award winners. Much of your PhD research is funded through the National Science Foundation, an independent federal agency. Could you talk a little about your research and how it benefits society?
Sure. I study nitrogen. Specifically, I study atmospheric deposition of nitrogen throughout the Northwest United States. And I'm funded through an NSF, National Science Foundation, IGERT, Interdisciplinary Graduate Education and Research Traineeship. And our IGERTs all focused on studying nitrogen from various disciplines. And so I come to the problem of nitrogen science with an ecological background. And I'm looking at how nitrogen gets into these really sensitive ecosystems that we have in the Northwest, like subalpine communities and various forest ecosystems. And I'm looking at how atmospheric deposition of nitrogen moves nitrogen from different sources, like industrial sources, automobiles, agricultural sources, and into these sensitive ecosystems through the atmosphere.
Could you explain nitrogen deposition a little bit further and elaborate on the importance of monitoring it?
So nitrogen deposition is one of the main ways excess nitrogen gets into ecosystems. And excess nitrogen in ecosystems creates a whole bunch of problems. It can cause acidification. It can cause eutrophication. It is one of the leading causes of biodiversity loss, especially for really sensitive communities. And so it really disrupts these ecosystems and the ecosystem services that these settings provide. And so it's really important to begin to address these effects, to really understand where it's coming from and understand if that will allow us to understand what options are available as we begin to try to manage nitrogen deposition.
How did you become involved with NSF's Interdisciplinary Graduate Education and Research Traineeship, and how has it aided your work and professional development?
When I started graduate school, or when I was looking for a graduate program, I was really interested in doing something that would be interdisciplinary. I didn't really want a program that was going to put me into one field and not let me think about my research in a much broader context. So that's what really drew me to the IGERT, because it allowed me to do my research very intensively in my field of study, but it also let me get training, in the case of our IGERT, in public policy, and think about my research in a much broader context of a policy setting and how it would be applicable to different policymakers, whether they be at a national level, a state level, a local level, whether they be on a management side or on a policy development side. I could really begin to think about my research in different ways, and that's really what drew me to the IGERT, to be able to do that with my research.
Could you elaborate about your experience working as a fellow with the U.S. Global Change Research Program?
So I was a fellow with the U.S. Global Change Research Program last summer, and the fellowship was actually supported by the IGERT that I'm a part of. So I said that the IGERT trained us in public policy, and the kind of the capstone to the IGERT experience was a policy fellowship that we had the liberty to design. So we decided where we wanted to go and who we wanted to work with, and I got to know people at the U.S. Global Change Research Program and decided that that looked like a great place to do a policy fellowship. And so at the U.S. Global Change Research Program, I worked with a group that's developing a national system of indicators of climate change. And so these indicators span the whole gamut of subject areas you could think about. There's indicators related to agriculture, indicators related to the climate system itself, indicators related to different kinds of ecosystems like grasslands and forests. And so I worked with this group and worked on deciding which indicators would be the best indicators for this system to fully represent all these different sectors and all these different fields of study that are impacted by climate change.
During your meetings on Capitol Hill, did you find you were effectively able to convey the importance of federally funded research to the congressional staff with whom you met?
I found it really hard to tell how effective we were, especially because we went to so many different offices. In some cases, it was really easy to see how effective we were being. You could see how different staffers would light up and start paying more attention. But in other cases, you could tell they were listening, but, you know, they wouldn't be writing down as many notes. And so it was really hard to perceive how effective we were in certain cases, but then in other cases people would be so interested and start asking more questions and taking notes, and you knew they all of a sudden really cared about an issue that you also cared about and found so important, which was really encouraging. And then I think it also, the reason we got so many varied levels of interest is because the group I was a part of that went to all these visits, our states were so diverse. I was representing Washington State, but we had another scientist from North Dakota and another scientist from Alaska. And so we covered the whole political spectrum and the whole spectrum of how people think about science. It really made it interesting to have every kind of reaction to talking about science possible, it seemed like.
Were there particular aspects of what you said or points you made during the meetings that seemed to resonate particularly well with policymakers?
I was really surprised that the point that always seemed to resonate strongest was when you said, "I'm from Washington State." And instantly they paid so much more attention to every word you said after that. But every office seemed a little bit different about what they really perked up at or when they really started paying attention. I know in one office I went to, it was the fact I mentioned I was a student and I'm actually learning about this and working on this that really made them interested. Another one of the staffers found it really interesting that we're trying to use interdisciplinary approaches and come up with new ways to answer these different questions we have that pertain to our research. Another office, when I brought up a very local issue, is when they started to pay attention. And I was really surprised that it seemed like something unique appealed to each office.
You actually had the opportunity to meet your U.S. representative. What did you learn from that experience?
Going into the meeting, I was a little bit intimidated. I had never met any of my representatives or senators before, but I was really pleased to learn how approachable my congressperson was and how pleasant it was to actually sit down and meet with her. And I really learned how to frame my research from that experience. It was kind of learning on your feet as you go, but I really learned how to talk about it in a way that was conducive for her to understand and appreciate. And it was really kind of an enriching experience, although walking into the room was a bit intimidating.
Finally, what advice would you give to other young scientists seeking to engage in public policy?
I think the best thing young scientists can do is to really hone their communication skills. Learn to talk about research to anybody and try to talk about it to anyone in, you know, as many different settings as you can. And then another big thing, though, I think about, too, is to really learn about how things work. Our training that we received related to, like, the budget process and where they were at in making the federal budget when we did the congressional visits, I think was really important to understanding that context to help to understand how to frame our conversations and how to approach the congressional staffers and, in my case, also my representative in a way that hopefully they would understand what I'm saying and also appreciate what I had to say.
And that was Sarah Anderson with Washington State University. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us next time when the Ecologist goes to Washington.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. Music was provided by Dr. Nicholas Catelli. For a link to Dr. Catelli's homepage, more information about ESA, or additional podcasts, please visit www.esa.org. Thanks for listening.